The studio this week is a ramshackle shambles. The decks have been shoved to one side and a temporary rig has been installed. There's a wire coat hanger substituting as an aerial out of the top of one of the boxes, and a number of hastily gaffer-taped wires lead through a hole in the wall, heading for goodness knows where. The transmitter itself has seen better days. It appears, for want of a better description, to have been given some adjustment using a large lump hammer. In one corner, there's a large box. The address of the studio at Hutton has been crossed out, and the following text has been written in large letters. Return to sender, Lave Jet Family, Navigator Terminal, Lave. And a large yellow sticker stating, Caution, Radioactive, is stuck to one side. The team finds seats among the debris, mascots dropped on the desks, fingers crossed, lucky dice dangling from the mic. Scripts are at the ready, and after a few taps, the broadcast light winks into action as a voice says,
Your mics are live. I have to make a little apology there to the green room feed. Hopefully you can now hear us. Hello!
They can hear us twice, maybe.
No, they can only hear us once.
Oh, there were two green room feeds.
We'll do the intro and pretend that everything was smooth. Right.
Okay, let's rewind.
Good evening, Hutton truckers, listeners and guests everywhere, and with fingers firmly crossed, we're live again, and hoping to make it all the way through a show without disaster. That's a bit premature. Thank you to our guests, disembodied voices. We'll hear a little more of them later on. I'm Dick Chafing, and tonight I'm joined by...
Rudolph Hucker.
Golly, you sound a bit rough.
I've got mods masquerading as man flu, which looks suspiciously like a nasty cold, but it really isn't. I'm really unwell. Anyway, suppose we better get on.
Well, yep, that sounds like a plan. And now, the headlines!
Space Jam delivery leaves Hutton in sticky situation.
A billion in data later, we ask, what did the fox say?
Pitchfork summer season solstice salt supplies arrive.
The journey to Hutton is going, go, Sally, go!
Will we win the war, or are the Thargoids on their summer halls?
Hot pit, bit.
And all the latest from Team Boom and the community goal efforts.
First tonight, we would like to apologise to listeners last week for the unscheduled interruption in the live broadcast. Investigators have been poring over the details, dismantling everything in the studio, and we are happy to report that we found the source of the problem. One Commander Psycho Cow in charge of delivery operations to Hutton last week appears to have mistaken a box marked jam for the leftovers from the jamming transmitter after the previous week's Lave community goal. Abandoned by the Lave Jet family of dastardly do-wrongs, the canisters were due to be shipped for humane destruction over at the Tionisla ship graveyard, but it seemed to have been relabeled with Hutton Orbital Proxima Centauri Alpha Centauri somewhere near Sol and for the attention of Vantian. Shortly before the show last week, Vantian, who is partial to a little bit of jam on toast before he goes on air, much to the delight of the tech monkey who loves picking sticky crumbs out of crevices, promptly opened a box whereupon it mangled, garbled and generally performed a full signal puke pike double twist and reverse entry on any voice communications coming out of Hutton. Side effects have included 1. The radio station being dropped off the air. 2. Docking control causing a queue 50 ships long as they were all told to go to pad 11. 11. 11. I hate voice activation. 3. Universal Cartographics relocating Hutton Orbital to somewhere in the Crab Nebula. 4. Stock prices showing massive profits to be made at Hutton, attracting more ships to the queue, commented on in number 2 above. 11. Still not working. Lael's order of scalp razors and orange eyebrow dye being swapped for a pizza wheel and some Vaseline. Number 6. Alvin's dentist sticks being delivered to the toothless gurning mad monks of Van Manen. 7. A series of Monda Greens over the lyrics to the space rapper Muggy Small's latest release, a cover of the classic Jimi Hendrix tune, Excuse Me While I Kiss This Guy. You will have noticed that it stopped at 7. It did not need to go on to 11. Things have returned to normal at the radio station this week, kind of, with any errors purely down to the presenters and definitely not any wayward jamming equipment. If anyone has seen the consignment of jam, though, that's jelly for any Americans listening, not to be confused with Jell-O, which is actually Jell-O. And we're not even going to get started on bum bags. We'd appreciate it back so we can have some for breakfast.
A mysterious benefactor visited Hutton Space this week, dropping what can only be described as the biggest one ever dropped in Hutton systems. The reverberation of this huge dump could be felt as far away as George's pants and in the halls of Bonkers. It appears that 1 billion credits was handed out by Alvin and Lael this week to a commander who appears to have mapped in exhaustive detail a section of space that no one has ever been to before. That's more honking than a flight full of geese passing south for the winter, more jumping than the annual galactic gathering of overexcited sugar-fed 9-year-olds at a trampoline party, and more scooping than the Don's flaky cousin, Don Whippy, after firing up his musical greensleeves. The seams are bursting at the Hutton servers, unlike our coffers, which now echo, and we've had to send off for 2 new data storage units just to hold this chunky hunk of honk. We have sent Mr. Naked himself to establish the identity of this gold mine of data. More later in the show. The effect on our influence was muted, to say the least, because as soon as wind of the windfall came in, the whole of the team, including the custodians, managed to disappear on a mission from Dog, alongside Team Hotbox. More on this later with our intrepid roving reporter from his decidedly unroving base at LHS 340, Lou Snockers.
If Yuletide and Christmas and associated phases, if Yuletide and Christmas and associated festivals of all denominations that denote the middle of winter in the Northern Hemisphere is just one planet out of billions, are the season to be jolly, then it stands to reason that there is a season that's less jolly. It's now midsummer solstice in the Northern Hemisphere of a little blue planet, third from the sun, in an unspiringly, what the heck, uninspiringly boring little system in a rather ordinary neighborhood of just one of the spiral arms of one of millions of billions of galaxies. You get the idea. In space, seasons just aren't important to anyone when the thoughts of pilots throughout the galaxy turn all trollish and a little ogre-ish and maybe a little goblinish. And a little fishish. Ask not for whom the toll trolls. You are a son of a gun. Ask not for whom the troll tolls. He tolls for 3. Billy Goats 3. Maybe it's a seasonal space madness. Maybe it's just tradition, but normal behavior at this time of year includes sharpening pitchforks and poking pilots' federation managers with them. Jumping out at Billy Goats, mourning that there is too little to do, too much to do, much to do about nothing, and nothing much you can do about anything. It's about this time that the Pilots Federation, in a display of digital prestige unparalleled anywhere else in the galaxy, unveils something shiny to distract everyone until they all calm down. Or just yell, "Look! Thargoids!" before running away to work out their next round of galactic upgrades. Luckily, at Hutton, we can just poke fun of the mad monks of Van Manen as they pretend they're druids and run around welding restraining bolts to each other.
Celebrity blogger, fashion guru, and retro star Go Sally Go made an impromptu visit to Hutton this week in preparation for her Marathon Live charity stream over the weekend. When asked, "Why the blazes did you head for Hutton when your schedule's so busy?" the reply was simply, "Long distance training is all part of the preparation. Go Sally Go will be sallying forth on the 24th with a diet of DIY Japanese candy, adorable anime. No, we're not going to feed them to the Don's dinosaurs. Music, party games, retro games, and general shenanigans. Alvin has provided a pre-show belly rub, his belly, and a paw of approval to the stream, which will be rebroadcast on Hutton's very own TV.forthemug.com channel, available in all good bars. All Hutton commanders are invited to pop into the live stream and help Go Sally Go go for charity.
We have a special report from our man in the Genosis, his pick of the week regarding the eight-sided menace and where we're wanted. Now, we don't have Commander Atrus, do we? He's not here, is he?
No. Like last week, it's you.
Oh, balls.
Reading him.
Okay. Here is the latest from the eight-sided menace and where we're wanted and all that stuff.
Evening, truckers. Commander Atrus 5060 reporting in with the latest from the canon research on the Thargoid incursion. As you no doubt saw in Galnet, our efforts to repel the Thargoids from the core of the bubble have been successful, forcing them to retreat to the Baal system. However, this retreat was not without its victims. The Thargoids managed to successfully attack Hennepin Prospect and Ascender, devastating both the hedonism resorts and cruise liners that the system was known for. Many commanders rejoiced at the news, since we currently leave, we'll no longer be spammed with cruise ship messages. One canon scientist stated, "We wish they would took out the bloody wedding barges as well, but we'll count this as a victory." Hutton commanders were successful in repelling the Thargoid attack in Cambilla with the Church of Space Cat, releasing a statement thanking all those who defended their furry deity, and for allowing the Thargoids to burn the galactic litter box that was Hennepin Prospect. This week, Aegis Eagle Eye System has reported no new targets, broadcasting the following signal. No new signal detected. Thargoid activity unknown. Initiate Protocol Xeno 55. There is no clear meaning as to what Protocol Xeno 55 is, and has left even the scientists at Canon stumped. Canon scientists had this to say on the matter, "We haven't got a fucking clue what that's supposed to mean." In response to the Thargoid retreat, Aegis has launched the Vanguard to the Ascender system to aid in the rescue of civilians from Hennepin Prospect, while the Acropolis has jumped to the Narni system. For this week, I wish all the Hutton truckers who have participated in repelling the Thargoids a well-deserved rest, and if available, to aid in the delivery of goods to the repaired damaged stations. For the mug. P.S. If Commander Psychocow is reading this, use that bloody awful voice again and I'll do more than pee in that pool. You've got in the back of your Titan.
Nine.
No.
Over to me this week, the famous Loose Knockers, as Colin Orcas is currently investigating a missing persons report for a large number of Hutton truckers. With all hot systems sitting in the safe zone, and the boom team on a week's stand down to recover from their phenomenal efforts in the CG last week, these truckers appear to have, well, disappeared. Colin and his police force are very concerned about their whereabouts, although it's my personal opinion that they're simply enjoying the break, scoffing Hanky's Colonia Doritos and watching Netwitch in their pants. I'm not sure what the lady truckers are wearing. I've never seen Norma without her Lavecon flight suit on. This period of stability is not to be trusted though, so with the exception of Wolf 359, we need to take advantage of the boom state and boost any system with influence under 50%. This even means that one, and only one, lucky pilot may visit the gift shop at LHS 340 in a small ship and buy themselves a souvenir Fluffy Albie. For those of you that like the pew pew, we need to stop the squabbling that is hindering our plans for LP-525-39, so please throw yourselves into the combat zones and work for the lead of CDANSI. We are also trying to take control of the LP-525-39 system with a military cup. And for that to happen, we need to get over 60% and stay there so that we can turn the cup into a mug and place Alvin at his rightful place as head of the system. Over in Colonia, it's fairly straightforward. There is also a boom, so pretty much whatever takes your fancy in both Doritos and EL Pro Centauri, with the added bonus that you can now actually buy ships over there. There's even a pew-pew option of dropping into combat zones and fighting alongside our friends in the Edge fraternity in Trakath. As usual, if you're dropping data, please check in with King Hanky or Mindwipe first. Over and out, and over again to Flossie.
Aegis has announced plans to build a military installation in the Pleiades sector, IRWD-155, and are asking for mined osmium, silver and cobalt to be delivered to the Oracle in the Pleiades sector, IRWD-155. They have also placed a kill order on all ships on their wanted list to ensure those contributing commodities can do so safely.